Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One A Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is April 20th, Acts chapter 20. Let's get to it. Paul is traveling through the region, rushing to make it to Jerusalem in time for Passover. He had invested about 3 years of his ministry there in Ephesus, and they'd gone through much together, and yet he didn't have time to go back through Ephesus. Even so, he is in the general region, so he sends for the elders of the church to come and meet him at the ocean shore at Miletus. The elders make the two-day trip, which is about 63 miles by land. And when they arrive, Paul reviews his ministry among them. He reminds them that he had invested many tears with them, having endured the trials from the plots of the Jews. He tells them he never shrank back from telling them what they needed to hear, both publicly and in their homes. All these details and more underscore the credibility of his work, because it shows that he did everything for them, not for himself. He says, "I declare today that I have been faithful." Then Paul gives the center of his message. If you boil down all that he said into one word or phrase, what would that be? He had differing starting points when talking with Jews than with Greeks, but when he summarizes his message, it is this: the necessity of repenting from sin and turning to God and of having faith in our Lord Jesus. Repentance and faith in Jesus. A very clear message. Then Paul lets them know that jail and suffering lie ahead for him. The Holy Spirit's been warning him in every city. We'll talk more about that soon. Then he gets to the center of his concern for the future, as far as the elders at Ephesus are concerned. I suppose it could be a universal message for all church shepherds, even though it's specific for them. But it has some very particular warnings, which we want to note. Paul says, first, guard yourselves. Watch your own heart first. Maybe the very one most tempted to draw a following. Then he says, guard God's people. Monitor the spiritual hearts of God's people. Protect them from being led astray. He says, feed and shepherd God's flock. This is the job of the shepherd. Feed them, teach them the truth, and shepherd them, guide their behavior. He says, the Holy Spirit appointed you as leaders. So if you're a leader, go in the right direction so that those who follow you will not go wrong. He says, false teachers will come in among you. They are teachers, they are spiritual, but they are false. Note that a qualified elder is not an automatic lifelong role. And then Paul says, they will not spare the flock. This is the opposite of being a shepherd, really, right? Rather than guarding, you destroy because you pursue your wants rather than what is best for them. Then Paul says, some of your own group will rise up and distort the truth in order to draw a following. This may be the central temptation, to distort the truth in order to draw a following. What? You're supposed to be a leader, but you're not supposed to draw a following? That's right. You lead them to the chief shepherd, not to your own power base. Paul ends by saying, watch out. This underscores how easy it must have been for this failure to happen. He opens with guard yourselves. He ends with watch out. You know, I've noticed that church problems usually come down to the matters of control and power. Do you see how that is true based on Paul's warning here? I will sacrifice the purity of my message in order to gain control. In some small way, I begin to compromise my message to inject myself into Christ's story. Take some of his glory for myself. All of this is why Paul reminds the elders of his sufferings and his financial purity. There was nothing in it for him. So beware when someone gains from you. If they have no gain, they are doing it for your sake. But follow the money. If they have something to gain from it, they no doubt have mixed motives for all that they do. They are salesmen, not shepherds. This must be very subtle, possibly a gradual slippery slope in which we don't realize we have the disease until it has already taken over. We will take special note of it in our scrutiny of Ephesus, but we need to watch. I need to watch my own life and doctrine carefully as well. Then it says, when he had finished speaking, he knelt and prayed with them, and they all cried as they embraced and kissed him goodbye. They were sad most of all because he had said that they would not see him again. So they escorted him down to the ship. May we all be followers of Jesus and not draw a following after ourselves. Amen.